You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Illegal electricity connections have resulted in the tragic deaths of three individuals, including a young woman and two women in the Eastern Cape. These unauthorized connections, performed without Eskom's consent or knowledge, strain the system and cause power failures. As of August 2017, Eskom had documented 15 fatalities and 147 injuries due to electricity-related accidents. For more on this, we're joined on the line by Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena. Very good morning to you, ma'am, and welcome.
Good morning to you, and welcome to your listeners.
Ms. Mukwena, what does Eskom understand to be the root causes of this illegal power connections, and what impact do they have on the provision of electricity in our country?
Look, illegal connections are obviously, as it says, that it is illegal for one to connect, especially if somebody is not authorized, you know, to do so. It is dangerous, and it has, you know, in many occasions, obviously, people who try to illegally connect themselves or bypass, you know, our system in terms of, you know, bypassing meters and obviously connecting illegal lines, causing even innocent lives. You know, we've seen that, you know, innocent lives are lost because of people, you know, doing these activities that are illegal. So it is a concern for us as an organization that people should, you know, engage in such activities.
But there's also a financial cost to this. How much are illegal connections costing the country, and what specific strategies does Eskom have in place to prevent and deter such activities effectively?
Look, in the past year, Eskom has lost about more than 5 billion rand, you know, per annum on these activities where people are bypassing their meters. And only, you know, as I said, that in terms of Eskom, we are losing that in terms of revenue. But one cannot also put, you know, a cost on people's lives, especially where innocent lives are being lost because of just some, you know, reckless and illegal activities done by people who just don't want to buy electricity.
Why a certain region, such as Gauteng, have particularly high occurrences of illegal connection? Did you have insights into that?
Yeah, look, in some areas, or in most areas, Gauteng specifically, we've got a lot of informal settlements where people are, you know, settled in, obviously, in areas where they are not supposed to, where obviously there are no services, and they tend then to connect themselves to, because these informal settlements are close to areas where there are services, and then they will obviously construct these illegal lines or illegal electricity networks where obviously then innocent lives are exposed to this. But what we're seeing is because of the informal settlements that are mushrooming, you know, around formal settlements where obviously there are no services and they would obviously illegally connect and obviously exposing, you know, people's lives into danger because of obviously trying to get services.
And what challenges do you face as Eskom in identifying as well as disconnecting these illegal connections, especially in these densely populated or informal settlement areas?
Yeah, as Eskom, we do, you know, have joint operations with whether it's SAPS, Metro Police, and obviously municipalities that we work under. However, you know, you will disconnect these illegal networks, but as soon as we leave, because obviously you can just imagine, we cannot patrol these areas 24/7. However, then these, you know, once we have disconnected, then immediately these people reconnect themselves. So it just becomes an instance where you disconnect and immediately or after a few hours or days, they reconnect themselves as well. So that's a big challenge for us, obviously, to monitor. And I suppose, as I said, that we cannot have our security as well, you know, monitoring these people for 24/7 to be able to disconnect them immediately after they have reconnected themselves. But we do educate people as well. And where, obviously, it is possible, we then obviously get to work with the municipalities to get those areas electrified. It's obviously an area, it's in an area where we can electrify. But if an area, I mean, if an informal settlement is in an area where we cannot electrify, unfortunately, there's not much that we can do but just to work to with the municipality. Obviously, what we anticipate is that those people could be, you know, removed from those areas or, you know, or relocated from those areas so that they can be located in areas where, you know, the air services, and they cannot obviously do these illegal activities.
You mentioned law enforcement agencies that you're working with them as ESCOM. Do you collaborate with them? But are there people behind bars already for these acts of criminality?
Look, I don't have the number, but where we can find those people that are doing these illegal activities, it's just that in most cases, you know, people do not identify as these people, even though they would know that, you know, Daphne is doing these illegal activities. Kids are, you know, kids' lives are being lost because of these illegal activities. But where we get that information, we do work with law enforcement agencies, and we do, you know, we have in the past, you know, succeeded in getting opening cases, and obviously those people being put behind bars.
I thank you so much for your time. That was ESCOM spokesperson Daphne Mukwena.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.